Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And then there were three. And we are the three.
Oh my goodness.
It would have been a better season if us three were in the top three.
Oh my God. That would be chaotic.
we'd be like, babe, you're really nice, we're not interested.
Yeah. It would just be a triad and walk off into the sunset.
We'd just be roasting Brooke for how basic she is.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I've come back around on Brooke in the last couple episodes. Yeah. We'll get into it. But I was like, there was a period of time where I was like, I cannot stand.
I came around in the last 10 minutes of the last episode.
Oh, it only took, 11 hours of footage.
I just think she got such a rough edit for the someone, like, they tried so hard to make her likable that they made me just, like, not like her.
Yes. Yeah. They shove her in, they shove any of the, like, host league gigs in your face.
Yeah. Mm.
And I feel like in the final episodes, and definitely in the final episode, they finally let them speak their real feelings.
Yes.
Mm. Like, we can take the lid off now of this illusion that, like, oh, I don't have favorites. It's like, you're meant to have favorites at this point. Like, that's the point.
Exactly.
So it is relieving once they just stop all the fake shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you felt that a lot more in these last couple episodes.
Definitely. This was above and beyond. Like, I know that this is your first, for both of you, your first, like, Bachelorette season. But this was above and beyond the most connected that someone has been with the finalists, by far. Like, it's not usually...
Really?
I'm like, wow, it must be really bad.
Yes, it truly is. Like, usually it's just, like, these, like... It stays the forced conversations, even in the finale, and it never feels like there's an authentic spark and chemistry.
They never do, like, Kama Sutra.
Yeah.
Oh, my
Tantra
God.
Yoga. Oh, my God.
Before we get ahead of ourselves, let's get started with episode 10, which saw all three top threes take Brooke on a date of their choosing. First up was David arriving in a kayak, towing another kayak. I was so impressed by that. I was like, I want to do that on a date.
Mm-hmm.
Falling out into the water.
Whoopsie.
Because he's just so in love. I thought that was really cute.
True. But if someone made me do kayaking for a date, I'd be very pissed off.
This is very funny. This is very gay lesbian energy across the table. Right. We're like, I want to pull a kayak on a date.
Yeah. I'm like, you can.
Tug.
I'm like, oh, I will rescue you if you drown.
Yeah.
Charlie's like, bitch.
Oh my God. Let's sit on the bank of the river and talk about our feelings.
Yeah. And have some nuggies or something.
Have a picnic.
I think it's just. It got awkward for me. I mean, this is all potentially with hindsight too, but like, David is the clear connection for me. I think she has a strong connection with the other two in this final three, but it just kind of, every time she's with him, you're just like, okay.
Yeah.
And then when she's with the other two, it's kind of like, oh, fun.
Yeah.
You know?
When they went on the dirt, not dirt bike. What's it called? Quad bike?
Quad bikes, yeah.
And then David lifts her up and, like, holds her and makes out with her.
The vapors.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I truly felt so single.
Yeah. It was nice. And he had those nice, like, flat shoes with the sort of, like, high ankle socks, and it just showed off his legs nicely, and it just, it was a good shot and
you a
good
got a little
moment.
Sock kink. Yeah. No, but I get what you mean. Yeah, the placement of the sock is vital.
Yeah.
You know, in some situations, it can really make or break a leg.
Like, he could step on grapes with me.
Yeah.
Any day of the week. Yeah, I thought it was just a fun, like, they sped through him. And they kind of, they didn't linger very long with David and Jamie Lee because they wanted to get, save all the time for Holly. That explosion that we'll get to. But, yeah, it was a fun date. Just sort of reconfirmed how cutesy
it reminded
they are with
me,
each other.
Yeah. It reminded me of those RuPaul episodes where the... where they spend so long on the challenges or on the criticism that, like, the runway is, like, a second. Yes. They're like, yeah, it's serving hunting.
She's a super queen.
Yeah, literally. And they're like, and then there's, like, a big, like, fucking fight in the workroom or something.
Yes.
And that's, like, that's what it felt like. As soon as they were, like, zipping through that. Jamie Lee, I was like, okay. Yeah. I was like, either Jamie Lee's going home, which I don't think is going to happen, or like something's about to take off.
Yes, yeah, true.
And they also teased it at every ad break.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I mean, the Jamie Lee date was still cute. I really appreciated her, like, really, like, femme energy of being like, I was going to wear my Gucci sneakers, but then I chose not to.
Yeah, yeah.
And
she's
now,
a saint.
Now we're, like, building a glamping tent.
Yeah, oh, that was nice. I also, just quickly as well, I really liked that they had that bath scene with David at the end of the date, and they got to, like, talk about, like, hometowns and that sort of stuff, and that was when they finally had the, like, we should talk about, like, would you move sort of conversation.
Yeah.
And he felt pretty forward to me, but, like, in a way that was like, well, I literally have my entire life there, my family, my business, my... everything, but I would still do it for you. So
I like that.
Yeah.
Was
I mean,
it for Brooke
huge.
Or was it just to leave Brisbane?
Yeah.
And yeah, also, like, if you've lived in Brisbane all your life, like, you need to move at some point.
Yeah.
I feel like I have less respect for people who haven't, like, moved or been overseas and, like,
I think you've
got to
do it. I feel like, yeah, I think, I mean,
rite of passage.
Bit of a tangent, but if we weren't in a lockdown, I would have, like, done it. I feel like you got to. You got to put yourself, I mean, there's so many, like, class things that come into result that some people who literally can't. But
yeah.
It's like,
I mean, I wouldn't judge someone who's not had the means to move.
For
if
sure.
They haven't moved.
But it's like the curiosity is not there. That's when I'm like, okay.
Also, I realize he's 27 and he's like, I own a house. And I'm like, you own a house? And he was like, I'd have to sell it. I'm like, bitch, you know, renting is a thing.
Yeah.
You can rent it out.
In fairness, though, he'll probably sell the house and then rent a tiny apartment in Melbourne.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, he can just rent out his apartment and his house in Brisbane, and all that will be good for tax purposes because then he can claim all that stuff.
Yes.
This is true.
Damn it. Yeah.
I will give him the financial advice that I don't actually know anything about. I just think that's how it works.
Hi, I'm a comedian from Melbourne. I have a real great hold on my finances.
Like that scene from Schitt's Creek where David's like, it's a write-off.
Yeah. Exactly. It's all a write-off.
I think it's good that they had that chat, and also good that Brooke was like, I'm not gonna move to Brisbane. Like, there's nothing there for me.
Yeah.
Which, you know, makes sense.
Yeah, good on her.
Her stuff is here. But I think that they needed to because I think they are in this stage, you're like, God, you guys actually are really falling for each other.
Speaking of falling for each other, at the start of Jamie Lee's solo date with the glamping, in her confessional, I swear she said, I need to tell Brooke that I'm in love with her because I'm in love with her. And I didn't get to tell her that I'm in love with her at our previous hometowns. And I didn't tell her that I'm in love with her. It's like, whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
We get it.
Oh, I feel so bad for Jamie Lee.
Me
She's
too.
Like, she, I don't know. I just, I even watching her, and this is like grain of salt. I don't know anything about anything, but I was just like, oh, babe, that's not, I don't think you do love her. Do you know? I know it's TV and she probably, and you're stuck in this like bubble in this world where everything's about that, so you could convince yourself. But like the way that she acts with her as well, I was like, you're really like, for lack of a better phrase, really simping over this woman who's looking at you like a friend.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and there was a moment when Brooke during their date was like, I'm you know, I wanted to have like a best friend vibe with my partner.
Yeah.
And like, I get that, but also no.
Especially in like sapphic, that's the right word. Yeah. Relationships, it's like, that can be really, that's a tricky, that's a knife's edge.
Yeah. Like one day you're best friends and then it's like, oh shit, I'm spending all my time with this person. I don't have any other friends.
Mm. Yeah.
Everything is revolving around my partner. And also previous red flags with Jamie Lee being like, I put you on a pedestal. Like,
literally.
You know. Yeah. Not good.
Yeah.
I worry. Yeah. I hope Jamie is taking care of herself. We're skipping ahead, but I'm
I think as well, like, maybe it's comforting to know, but like every Bachelor season, every Bachelorette, there's always in the final this big thing about like, you have to tell them that you love them.
Yeah.
Like they make all the contestants have some kind of big profession of love, which they all sort of in their version had that moment of, because they're, it's always like, you got to tell him. And like, you know, what if she makes her decision and she didn't know, blah, 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 blah. Like producers really force them to have something. So I think they would have been in her ear like,
yeah,
you have to tell Brooke that you love her and that kind of stuff. So,
and Jamie Lee knows how to like edit herself for television. So exactly. she probably said that I'm in love with her 3 times so that they had a
yeah,
grab.
Yeah. 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 The right tone. I'll do it again. Do you want me to do it up? Do you want me to do it
down? Well, I got it.
With Holly and Brooke's solo date, there was a woman-on-woman ballet dance.
Yes.
Which I thought was cute. But also, I'm like,
Yeah.
We don't need a gimmick date at this stage.
Yeah.
It should have been them dancing. Like, if they hadn't wasted dancing with Holly for every other fucking time she was on screen, then that would have been a really beautiful thing. Imagine having them learn at the final three how to do like same-sex dancing and like following experts. That would have been beautiful and intimate and nice, but it was a bit sort of empty just watching this contemporary thing and Brooke being like, oh, I love this. I love this.
Yeah. Yeah, I did not. And I feel like this set them up for the second part of the date.
Yes.
Where the fight we had been teased about so much finally happened.
It was so surreal. It felt like it was in like Dubai or something like that. Like,
yeah.
It just was like they weren't in Sydney anymore. City too. Legit. I was like, this isn't even in Sydney. This is so bizarre.
I think it's, and it got branded as this like negative thing, but in the end, a positive. They both long term want something different. And it's also like, it's good to know, in that moment where Brooke was like, I feel like I'm looking ahead and you've already put a timeline on this relationship, which is very, especially when it comes to like kids, because it's not an immediate future thing. If you've got feelings for someone, you just want to like ride that wave, but then it's like ultimately going to come to a head.
Yeah.
Mm. But I understand also from Holly's perspective of just being like, there's nothing wrong with having a timeline. I don't know.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah. I don't think you need to go into every relationship being like, this is going to be the last person I'll ever be with.
It's not binary. It's not this thing of like, it's forever or it's nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
And they speak about it in this strict way that is a bit ridiculous. Like, I found the whole thing about like, well, I one day when I retire, maybe want to move to WA. And then it's like, well, I don't want to do that. It's like, who gives a shit? Like this, I mean, we spoke about this last episode, but I just found that so ridiculous. The kids was obviously a much more pertinent, non-negotiable. But even that, it's like, you would just figure it out as a couple. Like,
I also, I mean, this is a thing that Brooke kept repeating about, like, unconditional love.
Yes.
Which I don't agree with. There's terms and conditions.
Yes.
Obviously, you're going to have love for your partner. Mm. No matter what, like even when I've previously gone through breakups, I still had a lot of love and like positive and protective feelings even towards my ex-partners.
Yeah.
But unconditional just implies that there's nothing that could stop that love. I think unconditional love is something I would have for my child to a degree.
Yeah.
If my child was an adult and fucked shit up, I would also have conditions on that. And I think the only unconditional love I truly have in my heart is for my dog, because
that's your child.
That's my child, and like, he's not a human.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
like, I feel like it's not wrong to have conditions in which you expect in your relationships.
Plus, Brooke kind of was pissing me off with the Holly thing. It was sort of coming across as this, like, her being like, you've deceived me. I feel betrayed by you. And it's like, she never deceived you. She said at one point, I never disguised this fact.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It just hadn't come up. Like, and if it was such a crazy non-negotiable that it's like, get out of my sight, like, I don't want to see you unless you're going to have three kids with me, then say that up front.
Yeah.
Like, that's on you, Brooke, as well, not just something you can be like, well, you should have known every little thing that I could have wanted in my future before coming onto this show. It felt unnecessarily sort of holding Holly, and I felt like she does this a little bit to Jamie Lee as well, which feels maybe a bit gendered, because she doesn't kind of do it to David, but there's this whole thing of like, I expected more of you, like, as a, like, girl to girl kind of thing, almost. And I don't like that, because it's like, why is there different standards for men and women?
It's the same thing with that, the kids challenge and the Mardi Gras and stuff like that. It is just kind of like, it does. Yeah. And I'm like, well, it's going to be hard for you to find these, like, partners.
Yeah.
If you kind of hold them to this, like, standard, and a lot of that is ingrained, and like, it's very subconscious. I think I hold women and queer people to a higher standard than I do men, out of respect, but also I'm like, I'm I don't know, I feel like I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? When, like, especially like, when, you know, when,
well, maybe it's
because
like
stuff.
We think of like straight cis men as like beyond help.
Well, yeah.
I think you're right.
But then I'll see, like, but then it takes, like, you know, a really great straight cis man. Where are they? But, you know, but you'll come across one and you'll be like, well, then if that can happen, then what the fuck is your excuse? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I feel like it's, you know, it's ebbs and flows, and we can't help what's so, you know, subconscious and ingrained in us. But it does, I agree, it's frustrating that it's like, why are you so, like, quick to lash out at these girls?
It was a bit too much. Yes. And Holly, like, when she was crying and, like, the producer had to come over and all that sort of stuff, and she was sort of saying, like, I didn't want it to end this way, and I really wanted to, like, smooth this over. It's like, she was really trying to be like, I like Brooke, and I just don't plan to move to WA. I don't know what more you want from me. And it's like, there is nothing more from you. It's like, that's just the truth.
It's,
and that's
fine,
the fact.
To,
it's
not want to go to Perth.
And you know what? It would be so much worse if she lied about this.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I love Perth.
And then, like, 10 years down the track, she's like, I'm not moving.
I really respected Holly for in this, you know, as you were saying before, it is this microcosm. They're all living in the bubble. But despite all that, she was just like, no, I don't want kids. No, I don't want to move to WA, and I'd rather tell you that now.
And it's such a personal experience for someone with a uterus to be like, with all the pressures around you, I find this as someone who doesn't want kids, you still have people being like, oh, but come on.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you'll change your mind or something like that. I was like, yeah, but I'm living in right now, and I can only live in right now, especially when it comes to my body. And it changes so much. It's painful. It's traumatic. If Holly knows someone who's been, I don't know. I just was like, it's. They've just pushed a whole lot of things to the side in order to be like, you're not going to be the top two. That's fine. But I think it was a good conversation as well.
Yeah,
and in the end, they kind of did make up, and Brooke came back, which was nice. I, like, couldn't even understand what Holly was saying.
Yeah.
She was just, like, talking through the tears. And I'm like, I've been there, babe. I get it. But also, it was kind of, it definitely made me feel for Holly.
Yeah. And I agree with what you were saying, that it's leaving it on good terms. Like, I reckon this was better than having some kind of rose ceremony and dragging it out or whatever. Just being like, you know what? This is, we're calling it an incompatibility. So that's that.
My God. Imagine if they had a rose ceremony. Yeah. Do they do that with the final? Yeah,
they do.
I want to vomit. That's
psycho.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I know.
But it is. It's so like.
It's like, I have two roses. There's three of you.
Yeah.
Like, in front of everyone.
Yeah, like, no, don't embarrass me like that. If I was on that show, I would rather be eliminated first than go to the top three and be in a rose ceremony.
Definitely.
Oh my God, absolutely.
Yeah, like, On the first night, I'd be like, either it's me making it to the end or I'm going to become the villain.
Yeah.
Straight away.
Exactly. Which might get you to the end for the ratings.
True. Yeah, yeah.
I love it. But that wasn't, you know, that didn't mean that Holly didn't find love on the show.
Yes. As, Instagram shows Holly and Millie are an item.
Oh my God, so
can you
cute.
Believe it?
I mean, they're both living in Sydney. Mm-hmm. Millie,
not godforsaken WA.
Exactly. And from memory, like Millie is like 22 or 23 or something, so yes. She probably doesn't want kids either, right?
Oh my God,
now.
Barren queens, I love it.
Yes. Yes. And then Millie is a gym manager. Holly is a dancer.
Yes.
You they know. Just seem like a perfect match. And I didn't make that connection at all during the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It definitely felt like earlier it looked like Beck and Carissa were a couple as well. While now Beck sort of posted something being like, no, we're just really close friends, which is lesbian code for.
But we fucked and it didn't work out.
Yeah. They're baiting us. What are you trying to fucking say?
I know, right? Why are you posting like, I can't believe this woman has only been in my life for 5 months.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the next post is like, we're actually not dating.
How fucking dare you?
Yes, but I am really happy about like so many people on the show.
Pairing off.
Yeah.
It gives me excitement about a future all lesbian or all gay male season and having just this free for all. I also love that Holly and Millie did what Brooke and Jamie Lee couldn't. And like in 3 years, just like, you know, we've had this whole fucking season of talking over and over about like the missed connection and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And Millie and Holly are like, no, we were fucking during filming and we're fucking now.
Yeah. Because Millie is a fucking lesbian. Yeah, and I was like, you want to go to the gym? Let's do this. That's great. I feel like they're great. They're real... Oh God, what's the word? I can't find the word for it, but they're like, you know, they're going to show up to a potluck with a really good quality six-pack of beers and a really nice salad. Like, they're a really, like, solid queer couple.
Like dinks.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Sorry, what?
Double income, no kids.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Dream right there.
Emphasis on the no kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Double income, no kids, and no WA.
I also love how confidently I was like, yeah, dinks. Wait, I have no idea what that means.
We're all dinking right now.
Yeah.
Well, sort of.
Should we take a quick dink break and come back and talk about episode 11, the grand finale?
Oh my God, yes. I can't wait.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The finale. The thing we've been waiting for since episode one.
So that we could finally be free.
Wow, when you put it like that. Oh God, what a finale. And like we gotta talk about the friends who come in. So obviously WA can't go, can't come back, unfortunately. So Brooke's family couldn't be part of it.
Yeah, she had that quick Zoom thing.
Yeah, exactly. Which was really nice. It did. I mean, Aurelia and I were talking about this off mic. I'm premenstrual. I had to cry a couple times in this episode.
This was emotional for me.
Yeah.
And we get introduced to Abby. distant. Sorry, I'm about to sneeze. it's gone. Abby Chatfield. Never heard of her.
Our dear friend of the show. Yeah.
I love how they kept pretending throughout the episode. Brooke was like, I'm sorry, I'm going to introduce you to my friends, Amy and Abby. And then, Jamie Lee or whatever would be like, Abby, is it? Abby, is it? It's like, don't fucking pretend.
Yeah.
Do not fucking pretend. You live in the Bachelorverse. Yes. You know who Abby Chatfield
is. You've definitely
met. You've done a podcast. You've probably slept together. Just accept it.
Were they talking about that as well?
Yes, legit. About Brooke. We need to get into that.
That's so funny. I love that so much. But they, yeah, so, and then... Fuck, and what's her other friend's name?
Amy.
Amy. I have all the time in the world for Amy. That was just like she had real like...
It's the epitome of she lived, she served, cunt, she died.
Yeah. She fucking... She did it so like gently. It's like a teacher who's like really lovely and you think you can get away with stuff and you're like, oh, sorry, I haven't got my assignment today. And then they really put you in your place but in like a really like... gentle
growth
way
building
yeah
way.
Where you're like, oh, I've disappointed you,
yeah which is worse.
Yeah
I'd rather you just fucking hit me.
Yeah I'd rather you just get mad so that I can feel like self-righteous. But it was very telling that that they all had this like chat, and like David and both David and Jamie Lee had some pretty fucking poor responses to like the cultural literacy questions. I mean, we all have learning to do, particularly myself, but I think that like, I don't know, I was like, you're on the first Indigenous woman's like pansexual bachelorette. Find out where she's from, like, you know, and figure out where you're, what nation you're standing on.
Yeah, and I think especially the thing of like, which nation do you live on? I felt like everyone in their 20s in Australia knew that by now.
Yeah.
Because I think it really became a thing people paid attention to with the pay to rent sort of movement.
Mm-hmm.
And like knowing, even when you go to any event, they do an acknowledgement of country mentioning which land you're on. Have you not been to a thing where that was mentioned?
Yeah.
Like, how do you not know?
You're not acknowledging.
Or are you just going to events where they just don't acknowledge country?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't know what's worse.
And both of them did kind of get deer in headlights with the questions. But I found that Amy's response to them was just... so different between David and Jamie Lee, who in my opinion were both on the same level of like,
yeah,
I don't really know, but I'd love to learn.
I think David came in with that and being like, I acknowledge, whereas Jamie Lee was a bit more like, oh yeah.
I felt a bit bad for Jamie though, because I felt it felt a little bit like a bait and switch, because she asked her some kind of like a question about like, how do you feel about like, I can't remember the exact question, but it was more sort of like, you know about Brooke and who she is as a person culturally and that sort of stuff. And it seemed more like, are you cool with that? Like, are you chill with it? And so of course Jamie Lee is going to be like, yeah, I love this, and I'm as across it as I can be sort of thing. And it just seems like, you know, she's under the pump. She's trying to impress. She's in the final two at this point. Like, and then to be like, to use... like her saying like, yeah, I think I know enough. Like no one's going to come in and be like, oh, I'm like culturally insensitive. I know nothing and I don't want to learn. Like
for sure.
I found it a little bit strange that they were like holding her to that particular comment being like, you're a liar then.
Yeah. And also the thing of like, oh, you've been friends with her for 3 years, but it doesn't seem like, to be honest, they were that close friends.
This was their only time of actually developing the romantic element, and it's not like Jamie Lee spent 3 years like just absolutely like working her way through Brooke's Instagram, you know, liking every single post she ever made, obsessed with her until the Bachelorette rolled around. It's like they had different lives. They weren't like,
this is true. I will say it was nice having like a, again, like one of the biggest television moments on primetime in Australia, which is probably like three people watching. You know, but it was like huge to have an Indigenous woman be like, okay, but where is where are you standing?
Yeah.
Where are you from? Because I think
and
it kind of
my mob?
It cuts through the bullshit of like, which we all like, and you know, this is like, I am guilty of doing this a lot as well. I'm not saying that I'm perfect, but it does. I think it's really good that there are people out there holding us accountable and just being like, you say all this stuff, but what is this?
Yeah.
Mm. Like actually answer the question. And then that's when you're like, oh, actually I don't, it's very well and good to be like, oh yeah, 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 all for it. But are you actually doing any of the work? And I think as, you know, as a white
call.
Person on colonized land, I really, you know, you can't just be cool with it.
Yeah.
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 So I think I understand, like, there was a bit of a bait and switch. And I think Jamie Lee was like, I fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah,
in all
sure.
her confessional, she was like, ugh.
Well, my problem wasn't so much the correct sort of like calling out of David and Jamie Lee. My problem was that the edit kind of, I feel like the editors in this episode really worked hard to make David sort of like rise up as the only possible end goal for Brooke, and then they were taking any opportunity they could to push Jamie Lee down.
Yeah.
And I didn't like that they were using this particular
they
topic.
Both were shit.
Yeah, because they were both were shit, and it's like, let's not put David on some kind of pedestal, and let's also not heap like all of the attention onto Jamie Lee. It just felt unbalanced to me, and that like last episode with how she treated Holly compared to the men that she's treated during the season. I don't know. It just feels like there were different expectations put on it. And
no,
this,
you're totally right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Also with Abby being like, tell her you love her. Like,
yeah.
Like, again, like, you just got to do it.
Totally.
Yeah. Jamie Lee's done it 18 times. Oh, my God. Abby made me laugh so much when she was like, what did she say? She was like, you haven't, she's like, you're top three and you have, oh, you're top two and you haven't told her you love her. I told Matt top three. Grow up.
And I still lost.
Yeah.
She was good television.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Part of me was like, did they just, is she a friend? Or did they get her on for?
Well, also, if you're friends, isn't it kind of interesting because Abby is now dating Conrad?
I know.
But also, like, I would happily let my friend date some man I didn't like.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I made out with him. Like,
yes.
You know, he's unemployed and doesn't want kids. You can have him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, they revealed that Brooke had asked Abby out a few times and like it hadn't worked out or whatever.
Yeah, totally. It was very funny when Abby was like, it was in a pandemic.
Yeah. It's just such an incestuous world,
I know.
This Bachelorette.
It really is.
People.
I mean, all of Australia, really.
Yeah.
Especially the queer community. Yeah. I feel like everyone's fucked everyone.
It's true.
Yeah, truly. And it's funny when the connections are made like across states and you're like, wow, we really spread our wings.
Yeah, spread the seed.
Yeah, this is a big country. There's a lot of land here. So funny. Yeah, I enjoyed Abby. I enjoyed it. Was, you know, again, it was that thing where like it's so clearly David.
Yeah they weren't even hiding it anymore.
No.
And it felt almost like they went too far with it, because it's like we I think they knew that on this season, being the first queer franchise at all, they had to make sure that with her ending up with someone of the opposite sex, it's like the optics are going to be pretty there's going to be a lot of attention about that, and we need to make sure that it's unanimous that she undoubtedly has chemistry with David, because if there was any kind of like, oh, actually it should have been Jamie Lee, then that would have just added fuel to the already existing biphobia that has been rampant on Twitter.
Oh my God, she had to tweet about it today. Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
No, I've been off Twitter. What happened?
She was just
mental
basically
health.
Saying,
I deleted Twitter and TikTok. So
are you coming back?
I'll be back next week.
Okay, good.
Take some time. I think I'm going to delete Instagram till Christmas. That's another thing. But like, I'm like, I just want a break. You know?
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
What did she? I'll quickly find the tweet, but it was pretty.
It was just like, I'm so disgusted by the amount of biphobia on Twitter.
Yeah. No words.
And she's right.
Yeah, I think it's just, we saw her have connections with women. We saw her like have sexual chemistry with people. She's like,
we heard about her asking Abby out.
Yeah.
Like, what's more queer, bi, pan than that?
Exactly. And like, She just had a connection with David. They're together. Chill out.
Honestly, when they went on that other date, the yoga.
Oh, of course. Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. That was basically pornography.
That was so hot.
And they had like so many lingering shots. And then this like little blonde woman was like, and then. And she's like,
this is my favorite position.
Yes. Do you guys mind if I join?
Yeah. She literally said, when I orgasm, I laugh.
And I was like, bitch.
Oh,
what?
My God. What? Chill out.
She was
Trelawney.
So funny. Like, and you like almost forgot she was there. And then she would come in with something like, and the hooly doolies get up Miss Granty. You're like, hello?
And this is called a koala. I'm like, show me the kangaroo.
That was,
fucking hell. And it was, and again, producers just not even being fair, because Jamie Lee's date prior to this tantric fuckfest on our screens was just like they got a helicopter and then they were on quad bikes, but they weren't on quad bikes, they were just on regular bikes.
Yeah, like
but it's like
bikes.
It was like just last episode she was with David on bikes, so it's like, well, you're just giving her like the sort of B grade version of a date she's already had with David.
And they didn't even get a bath.
Okay.
Yeah. And also, like, what's with all the fucking helicopters?
Yes.
Are helicopters just really romantic? Am I missing a memo? Every day it has a helicopter.
Maybe it's like they had to like pair up with like Search Victoria, who are like looking for lost people. And they just had to like film.
Tax write-off.
Also, I just have to say it. Did you notice when Jamie Lee and Brooke were on the bikes, the GoPros that they had were just like at exact tit height? And it was just like, and because they were on these like going downhill on like bikes,
it was
just like, it was jiggling a lot.
Pornography.
Yeah. So I guess that's the tantric yoga equivalent.
For lesbians.
That's so funny. I had actually forgotten about the Jamie Lee date because of this like tantric yoga session.
Same,
like, you kids want to go riding? It's not the same. Yeah. We are not the same. Yeah. You're going on quad bikes. I'm doing tantric yoga. Yeah, we're not the same.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. I really liked the sort of connection again strengthening between Brooke and David.
I'm sorry to this man.
I mean, I feel like I went into episode 10 already knowing that they'd end up together. Yeah. So by the time they were doing, you know, sex on TV, it was pretty clear.
Yeah.
And I think he said, I love you.
Yeah, he really had to
little after date.
Tiptoed his way there. Oh, he was like, "I am definitely falling down a hole." And into your heart. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And pussy.
And she had to be like, "Did you just say you love me?" And he was like,
mm-hmm. And he was so red. One thing that makes me like David a lot is that
he blushes.
He blushes a lot, and during a lot of those like forced moments is when it tends to happen. And that makes me confident that he's not like super, super influencer like mentality.
Yeah.
It's not like he's so good at acting and concealing his emotions or anything like that. He's just like, oh, this is kind of awkward, but I do like Brooke. And that makes me think that he's there for the right reasons.
Yeah, totally.
I got the same vibe. I felt like he was very genuine right from the start.
Yeah. And somehow they managed to turn that awkward as fuck tantric thing into something that I was, because I was just looking at it like laughing. I was like, this is insane. I cannot believe this is what they're doing for the final day. There's no way that this is going to be nice. But they actually made it nice, and they were talking, like, they really like had a moment. And it did make me laugh how stalling he was being, though, because he couldn't say I love you, and he couldn't. He knew that, like, producers are like, say it. But at one point he paused at the wrong point. It sounded like he was going to say something else entirely. He was like, it might be a good time for me to tell you, Brooke. And I was like, he's going to say he's married. I was like, this has happened before on Bachelor or Bachelorette, where someone's been like, I need to tell you that I'm married. Or I need to tell you that I have kids from like an ex-marriage and this kind of stuff. I was like, don't fucking start.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had that moment as well of like, either it's really bad or he's just really awkward.
Yeah. I think it's just awkward.
Yeah. But it's just like also I really empathize with that sort of fever rush of like you there's so much oxytocin like flowing around like and you are infatuated by a person and then
this old
like,
woman telling you to breathe.
Yeah, exactly. And then everyone's in your ear being like, this is love, say you love her. And then you're just kind of like, I know that I'm falling. Or like it's that sensation of being like, I need to be wary of my, especially if you're a guarded person or something like that. But it's like, it was very funny watching him like just absolutely fumble through it. Yeah. And then Brooke being like, are you saying this? And him being like, That was cute. And then we get to the end and Brooke is fucking bawling her eyes out because she loves him too. And she says it.
Which has, I don't think that's happened before. I think that's the first time that they've had the the post say I love you about a contestant before the finale.
It was very genuine.
It was beautiful. Pride.
Same.
Yeah. That like sort of heaving, like her just being like, fuck, like I can't, like it was such a break.
Yeah. Yeah. And her also like acknowledging being like, in not so many words, but I think she was kind of saying this of just being like, I thought I would find someone that I wanted to be with on this show, but I did not necessarily think it would be like this.
Yeah.
And that was probably super overwhelming too.
And I think I appreciate it even more because she's already been on this franchise before.
Mm.
So it must be really special.
That's true.
Mm. You mentioned, Charlie, do you think Dede told Jamie Lee beforehand that she wouldn't be the chosen one? I think so too.
Yeah.
I think it's the right thing to do because...
Yeah. I feel like I almost would go so far as to say I feel like Jamie Lee knew the writing was on the wall. Writing was on the wall up even to the final three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she, unlike David, has a bit more. This is her third go around as well.
Yeah.
Was she on Bachelor in Paradise? I forget. But nonetheless, she's much more savvy with this stuff.
Yeah.
And I think even though it's undeniable that she does have feelings for Brooke and she's a lovely person, I do think there's an element of like, I'm in it now. I can't just bail. I have to see this out and give the television that I need to give.
Yeah.
I reckon she knew.
The way she walked up to her and she just like immediately said, it's okay. Yeah. I started crying again because I was like.
And can we just talk about their dresses as well?
Oh my God. There's like Mattel. Disney.
So shiny.
Disney princess.
It looked
like
liquid. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Obsessed.
Stunning. And how they like Brooks was already like that baby blue and was just stunning and gorgeous. And then Jamie came out in the pink and it was just like they looked so nice together. Yep. And
I'm like, do they keep the dresses? Do I get to keep the clothes? Oh, obviously not, but like
when would you wear that again?
Yeah.
I don't know.
For your next breakup?
Imagine dragging that off the
stage. I'd love to see you in it. Yeah. Hello.
I never had seen a Bachelor or Bachelorette finale before. So I was surprised by the rings. Does this always happen?
No.
When David put that ring on her finger, I was like,
in some of the early seasons, they used to have proposals.
They used to propose, yeah.
Yeah. But it sort of just became
like a promise ring? Is that what it is?
No. Well, then there was just nothing. It would just be let's be together.
Yeah.
But I don't know why they did it this season. It was a bit odd.
It's strange. But promise rings are like in at the moment. It's not necessarily like something that I think we are interested in, but I've seen like really young, like 20-year-olds and stuff like that. There's a few people that I've worked with who are younger than me who talk about promise rings or like getting a ring from your partner and it being like it's literally like Greece. It's literally like the 50s when you would like, you'd signify that you're going steady or something like that. It's just a gesture.
I'm going to demand that next time.
Oh, yeah. Really? Well, that's an excuse to get a fucking nice ring. I was looking at this like jeweler online and I was like, these are beautiful, perfect. And then I looked at the prices and I was like,
My ex and I kind of just got nice rings from the same jeweler.
Yes.
And people thought It was something that it wasn't.
I remember that. Yeah.
Everyone's like, what? I'm like, no, it's just a nice ring.
We're just real gay.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Bougie.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wouldn't mind getting a promise ring myself, just putting it out into the universe.
A celibacy ring.
Yeah. Yeah, like I will never take this off. No, I was really touched by the end.
I thought Jamie Lee's sort of send off was extremely admirable.
Yeah.
And I think, she was just like, it's okay. And it was also nice that it wasn't like, she didn't try to speak as well. She was like, I just don't know what to say.
Yeah.
And just be like,
yeah,
I'm really glad to, like, what did she say exactly? She was like, I'm glad to have known you or to have this opportunity.
Have done this chance.
Yeah. And like, I think that it was, I'm glad she appeared to have a heads up. Also, she only had to look at Brooke's face.
Yeah.
Brooke couldn't even look her in the eye.
Yeah. Mm. It was, you knew from the get-go.
Yeah.
And when she said in the limo, it was like, I'm glad that I at least can close this chapter because I always would have wondered.
Yes.
I related to that. Like the idea of like, you know, the coulda, shoulda, wouldas or something like that. Mm. Like that was a nice way to look at it. Like,
yeah.
We always had something there and now we know what it is and that's that.
Yeah.
And now she can date literally anyone else.
Literally anyone. And I hope she looks after herself because it's like so brutal.
Yeah.
Rejected on national television.
It's
the top two.
It's
not
hard.
Even like about like the breakup. It's about that like. Your vulnerability just exposed, and to get to the end to say I love you 26 times in one take.
And you brought your family and your friends involved.
Yes.
You've made it this huge, unavoidable thing. Like
again,
because you know, having an unrequited thing for someone is hard enough.
Yeah.
Let alone being on television. So yeah, hats off to the people that have to go through that.
Mm.
I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't.
I might. Yeah. I might.
Yeah. I'd pull a Holly and I'd be like, no, we're incompatible and I'm storming off set.
See you later.
I'd be like, I'm actually straight.
And married with eight kids. So
this experience has really confirmed that I am in fact het.
Yeah. I saw someone comment on Twitter. She was like, this episode, I wish that this episode had have aired when I was coming out and learning about myself, because all it would have taken is that scene with David and Brooke that I fast forwarded through to realize that I'm definitely gay.
Love it.
That's so funny. Well, guys, I can't believe we did it.
Yeah.
But we did.
I am so proud of us.
Should we talk about David's reveal?
What do you mean?
Well, when David got to meet her with her.
Oh my God. Yeah, we haven't even talked about them getting together. Like the ring. We talked about
the
ring.
So Jamie didn't get chosen and that was the end.
And that was the end. And good luck. I hope you have kids.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So he shows up and it's like, oh my God.
I love you so much. Suck my dick right now.
Yeah. I thought though that because he started to say similar to Jamie Lee, he was saying, it's all right, you got this or whatever. And he was kind of, he looked so stressed and nervous because she was saying like, no, I got to get this out. And like, I was like, don't say it like that. That makes it sound like you're about to let him down.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Like, if I had just broken Jamie Lee's heart and I'm standing there feeling like, God damn it, that was hard.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, thank God. Now I get to at least make someone
feel
comforted and nice. But she kind of took so long to get to the point that I think he legitimately was starting to think it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah.
But then he, like, hugged her and when she kind of had a mini breakdown, and I felt like he kind of knew that he was the chosen one because otherwise she would have maybe pulled away. I don't know.
Yeah. Mm. It was really nice and it was very, like, heartfelt. And,
she gave him a ring also on the index finger. Did you see that?
I did not notice that. That's so funny.
I was like,
the pointer? Like
the promise finger.
Hey.
Yeah.
That's so fucking strange. I mean, I'm happy for them, and they're still together, and they like Brooke posted a really cute thing of just being like, I found my person. And you know what? There's a lot of love. A lot of love in this season. Like, Conrad found Abby.
Millie found Holly.
Millie found Holly. Kat and Carissa are really good friends. I'm happy for them. I'm just having a look at the post now.
We got to judge all of them for, you know, 11 episodes.
Yep. Kurt found Jordan.
Yeah. Together.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to look him up.
I haven't even looked at David's post. Just being like,
are they even? Is
it? Oh,
even
they're just saying, I found my person, which I guess is their like catchphrase.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got to have a few. I can't. It takes a village.
I can't have that. My person? Mm.
Disgust.
No. Endless FaceTime, little monkey. Nah, red flag. He did that little monkey emoji with the eyes shut.
Reminds me of when people are like, you're a good human.
Oh, I like the birthday post that I like. This amazing human.
Yeah.
Yes. Can't wait to do life.
Yeah, yeah.
Doing life with you.
New chapter for both. I can't wait to move into our Melbourne abode. Thank you to everyone for the kind comments and the big shout out to everyone I've lent on during this process. You little bitch.
I will just say, I also hate when people have their name and then a rainbow straight after it.
Yeah.
Brooke has that.
Ah, oh, true.
You know, it's like.
It's so funny that her last name's Blurton. Like, that's.
BB.
Brooke
BB
Burton.
Gun.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where that nickname came from.
Blurted out. But I'm happy for her. I think she's still like. Yeah, judging by like her photos, I think she's still hanging out in queer circles, having a great time, you know.
And it's if it doesn't work with David, there is a plethora of friends that were once lovers that she can.
Oh, absolutely,
on.
Abby.
Yeah. Yeah. And David better David better get on with that bi wife energy.
Yeah,
he doesn't have a lot of it at the moment, to be honest.
No,
so he's got to step his game up once he moves to Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
Get a neck tat or something.
Yeah. It was so funny when Amy or whatever asked him, like, "Are you so like obviously you know Brooke is pansexual and how you identify as?" He was like, "I'm straight." Straight. And it was like, she's like, okay, so you're straight. And I was like, why does this sound so heavy and like horrible coming from these people? Like,
and it was just
it
like,
is. That's why.
Something that like, it's like asking, it's like that trend online where people ask like men who go live what their pronouns are. And they're like, he, sir. I'm a man. Like, they're so like, they've just never like been
they're
asked
almost,
that question before.
And they almost seem like a little bit like insulted at the audacity to ask.
Yeah. It's very, it's quite funny to me. I'm hetero.
Yeah.
It's the same as like, we love a short king.
Yeah.
I just want to read out Jamie Lee's thing and then we should wrap up saying, it's hard to say. I'm heartbroken because my heart is so full of love. This may not have been how I envisioned things to turn out, and I may not have found my person. Ooh. Claws out for Christmas.
What does that guy who was obsessed with her? Ryan?
Oh my God. Yeah. You're see you later.
He'll come back. He's
cardboard
back
man. I believe in my call that things outturned exactly as they should be. Losing the girl I loved to an incredible guy like she's tagged him, made things a tiny bit easier. Wishing that happy couple lots of love in the world. Yeah, it's just such a surreal thing to actually tag the person. Like, I lost the woman I loved to at David. like
subtweet.
Yeah. I don't want to get ratioed, you know? Yeah. It's just a surreal situation.
Oh my God.
I hope she's taking care of herself. I think she kind of made herself really vulnerable for no payoff.
Yeah.
Can you imagine resharing your ex's like wedding announcement post?
Yes.
Being like, this is like, you know, who I've lost. And like,
Jamie Lee, if you need a date for their wedding, call me.
Yeah.
I don't understand. She didn't tag Brooke in it though.
And you'll have a much better date than just.
Sorry to lose the woman I love
at Brooke.
To a great guy at David.
At a great production company at Channel
Osher.
10.
At Osher.
Where were you, Osher?
Is Osher hooking up? Is Osher with someone? Is he married? He's got married energy.
I feel like Osher has a harem. That's the vibe that I have.
Oh my God. Well, we should investigate Osher in our next regular episode of Pop
In our detective pod.
What a journey we've been on, guys.
Yeah, it's been an honor to take on this season. We will never do it again.
Yeah, so enjoy it.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you all.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at PopGaysPod.
And if you like this episode, give us a review on Apple Podcasts.
And don't forget, be gay.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.